In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today to proclaim the gospel. Today is a very special day. It is the feast day of Peter and Paul, apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter and Paul. Let me just start with Peter. Peter was a sinner. I don't know him. I've seen you with them. I don't know him. You speak like him. I don't know him. He's a sinner, saved by grace like the rest of us. Peter is the first of the apostles. How? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, yes. We remember when Peter and John were running to the tomb, they heard that Jesus was alive. John gets to the tomb first, but he waits for Peter to come in. He's the first among the apostles. It was Peter who preached to the Jewish people. Oh, yes, his ministry was to Jewish people. That's true. And I want to look at Acts 12. Peter is in jail, and an angel comes and rescues him. He goes over to the house of John Mark, and they don't want him to come in because they say it's only a spirit. They had been praying and praying for the release of Peter, and when it happens, they don't believe it. He came in, and they believed it. Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" He asked him three times. "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And what does he ask Peter to do? "Feed my sheep." How? By preaching and by giving them the Eucharist. Oh, yes. It's all about preaching and giving them the Eucharist. Peter was a man, a sinner, saved by grace. That's all of us. Now let's look at Paul. He says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is salvation to the Jew first and then to the Gentile." Paul was a sinner saved by grace. He was killing Christians. He consented in the death of Stephen. He was a sinner, putting people in jail that belonged to Jesus. And he, on the Damascus Road, received a revelation. He saw the risen Lord. And the risen Lord said, "Why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you persecute." Changed his whole life. He was surrounded and filled with the glory of God. Changed his whole life. He preaches to the Gentiles. Yes, he preaches to the Gentiles. And I told you that salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. What happens whenever he is going to see and preach to somebody? He always preaches in the synagogue first, because to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Oh, yes. And that's how he lived. He would go from town to town and city to city, and he would preach Jesus, and they would throw him out, and sometimes even left them for dead. But the apostles made a circle around him, and he got up. This is Paul. Paul did not want to take money from the people he preached to. Why? Because they'd say, Paul does it for money and for gain. How did he make his living? He fashioned and made tents for his money. Paul went to the Peter to check his gospel, to make sure that he was preaching the right gospel, and he was. He said to Timothy that he needs to preach in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. He was compelled to preach. He said, I am under compulsion to preach the gospel. Under compulsion to preach the gospel. And how did he die? He died in Rome. They cut off his head. And I'm sure he said the last breath, Jesus Christ is Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of Peter and Paul. Very different people. Very different ministries. But God worked through these sinners and saved them by grace, even as he does us. He worked through sinners saved by grace. That's you. That's me. We're saved by grace. We're not on our own merits. Nobody is on their own merits in heaven. They were saved by grace. Mother Teresa, saved by grace. And so she gave her life to the poor, but she was saved by grace. We're looking at the third chapter of 1 John. Let me see in 1 second. 1 John chapter 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. We are children of God by adoption. God has only one natural son. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The world put him to death, but he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purifies themselves just as he is pure. Beloved, we are children of God now. What we have shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it is revealed, we will be like him, for we see him as he is. I tell you, the people in heaven are seeing Jesus the way he is, right now, glorified with the wounds of glory. Oh yes, right now they're being blessed at the sight of the Savior. They are children now, and now they are seeing God, and they will become like him as he is. And because they're seeing him, I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. He's first. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Verse 4, everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. This sin means walking in sin. Anyone who commits, and I'll put this in brackets, walking in sin is guilty of lawlessness. Walking in sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him, in Jesus, sins, walks in sins. No one who sins, walks in sins, has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Everyone who commits sin is a child of the devil, walking in sin, because we know that Jesus' blood forgives our sin. This is all about walking in sin. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus on the cross and in the power of the resurrection has destroyed the works of Satan. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's all about the cross. It's all about the blood. Oh, yes. Those who have been born of God do not sin, do not walk in sin, because God's seed abides in them. They cannot walk in sin because they have been born of God. The children of God and the children of the devil are revealed in this way. All who do not do what is right are not from God, nor are those who do not love their brothers and sisters are not from God. Oh, yes. Jesus, on the night before he died, said, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, even unto death." As I have loved you. Verse 11, "For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." Oh, yes. I think it's so pitiable that Catholics are against Protestants and Protestants are against Catholics, many of them and many of us. It's not about that, because they are our brothers and sisters. They love Jesus Christ. They broke away from the church, but they are Christians because they have given their lives to Jesus. We need to love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother Abel. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's deeds were righteous. Do not be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love one another. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love one another. Oh, yes. Jesus told us we need to love each other. We need to wish everyone the best because they belong to Christ. When we give a glass of water to somebody that's a disciple, it's like giving a glass of water to Jesus Christ. I love to give water to people because I do it in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, "To the least of my ones that give at least little some water to them, that shall not be taken away from them." They have done what they would do to Jesus. I tell you, we need to love one another. Whoever does not love abides in death. Can I say it more clearly? Whoever does not love abides in death. We are called to love. We are called to love. We are called to love. All who hate a brother or sister are murderers. Do you hear that, people? If you hate a brother or sister, you're a murderer. If I hate a brother or sister, I'm a murderer. There's no time for hate. Our enemy is the devil, not each other. Oh, yes, it's time for us to love and to forgive each other. Oh, yes, how God wants us to forgive each other. All who hate a brother or sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. When we hate people, we do not have eternal life abiding in us. We are not called to hate. We are not called to like. We are called to love as Jesus loved until death. I tell you, we need that. I know we're about to go into a collapse of things against the church and against Christians. Oh, yes, people said, I'm waiting for the rapture. Oh, no, the rapture's not coming now. The rupture is coming. The rupture is coming. And Christians are going to be ridiculed and hated because they belong to Christ. This already has taken place in Africa. This already has been taking place in China. This already has been taking place in many countries by the people who are not Christian, but they are called Muslims. Many Muslims, not all, hate Christians and hate Jesus. Not all. About all of them. I'm talking about the fanatical ones. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. How do I know he loves us? He laid down his life for you and for me. That's how we know love. That Jesus Christ the Lord gave up his life so that you and I would be washed with his blood and go to heaven. But heaven will wait. We must love one another now and do the works of God now. They asked Jesus, what are the works of God that we would enter into heaven? And Jesus said this, the work of God, singular, is to believe in the one whom he has sent. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. What works must we do, they asked, to enter heaven? This is the work of God, singular, to believe in the one that Father sent. His name is Jesus Christ. And we ought to lay down our lives one for another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let this love, not inward or speech, but in truth, love in truth and action. Oh, yes. We heard yesterday Eleanor talking about the guy and the woman who were going to Planned Parenthood, and their battery died, and she got them a battery. She acted in love. She acted in love. They were convinced that this woman was out of the world, out of this world. But you see, that's how you win people, by your faith and by your actions. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts. I tell you, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask. I tell you, start asking big. The scripture says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. We need to ask in the name of Jesus, and we need to believe that we received it by grace and by faith. Oh, yes. Jesus said, those who love me will ask the Father in my name for things, and he will do it. What do you need? You need a car? My friend Martin, young man, who is an evangelist, saw people with cars, and he didn't have a car. So he started to ask the Lord, I need a car to go and evangelize. And he got it. He asked, and he got it. I tell you, we need to ask and see what God does. We need to ask and see what God does, and ask big, not small. Ask big, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. What pleases him? That we love one another as he has first loved us. We need to please the Lord by our love and by our actions. It's not only saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, I've had people say that to me, I love you, I love you, I love you. But when I was in trouble, they were gone, 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 gone. Oh, yes. You see, it's not words. It's in action. It's in action that we love one another as he has loved us. Because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Two things, that we would believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we would love one another even unto death. That's what it's all about. Just as he has commanded us, all who obey his commandments abide in him. What commandment? That we love one another as he loved us. And he abides in them. When we do that, he abides in us. The Lord Jesus abides in us. He abides in us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. Oh, yes, we know that he abides in us by the Holy Spirit that he has given us. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You shall be my witnesses to the people all around the earth, people that listen to me on the internet. They don't know who I am, but they find out by listening that I love Jesus. I remember the man who was going to have an operation, and he happened to be clicking on the computer and got my scripture, one that says, worrying is useless, just trust Jesus. He said as he listened to that program, the peace of God came upon him. That's amazing. That's amazing. He sent his son-in-law to look for me and to tell me the story. That's amazing. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The scripture says, if we have sinned, he is faithful to forgive our sin by the shedding of his blood. But we are never to walk in sin, because walking in sin has no forgiveness. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.